Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jonesboro, ready to get this one underway. The Bombers will receive Michael Golden with the ball teed up at the 40 for the Raiders of Nettleton. Raiders in the black home uniforms, white numerals, gold trim. The Bombers, the blue, white, white road jerseys, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years.
Brad Middleton was in a bunch formation on their kickoff, and they've just broken it. But it looked like they might try a little trickeration to get this game started.
Now they'll line up and kick it away. It's a high end-over-end kick. Logan Walker from the four drops it, picks it back up, up the left right hash mark, and he's going to take it across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. Sonny, we're going to see something a little different out of this Bomber offense, rather, to start this game tonight.
We are. Coach talked about a little wrinkle to the offense. Now that we're at game time, we can talk about it at Liberty, talk about it a little bit more. It's the double wing. It's an offensive set that is power football based. It really simplifies the blocking schemes as well. You get two pullers coming from the backside of the play. And he said we may see it three plays. We may see it 20 plays. We're going to see it now because Stockton is in at quarterback, and he will be the quarterback in this formation.
Lawson Stockton will be the quarterback with the double wing to a double tight formation for Mountain Home. And we've got movement up front, and Mountain Home draws Nettleton offsides to start the ball game before they ever snap the football.
That's a pretty opportune thing here because, you know, they come out, we've come out in this wing set. They're confused. They haven't seen it on film. We actually haven't run this for about 4.5 years. The last game that I think we did run it against was Nettleton.
So first and five now for Mountain Home. And the toss coming to the near side. A big run. First down for Mountain Home as Hershberger takes it across the 35 to the 37-yard line in a first down run.
That was a nice little follow play. It's a little quick toss, and he opened up a really nice hole there on the right side of the line. Austin Lance right there, the guard and the tackle working together. I'm still figuring out. You don't pull on every play. You pull two on one play, and you pull one on another play as we have a limited double wing in right now.
Very tight as far as the splits on the line. The toss comes to Hershberger, and he's going to hit the line of scrimmage and falls ahead for a gain of about a yard and a half. We've seen in recent years some pretty big line splits, depending on what the Bombers are doing offensively, but with this offense, they're almost foot to foot. They're very tight.
It's very tight. It's a lot like last year when we went into the T-set. Well, it was really tight. You know, we wanted to get back into the option offense to fit some of our personnel. Oh, we were having a little bit of trouble getting the right reads on that. So in this, I don't think there's as many reads to go. It's power football. You're running through a hole. And I really like what we see, though, out of Stockton at quarterback in this set. He lead blocks.
It's a little different. Five-man front for the Raiders. It's second and eight here for Mountain Home. And the toss this time is going to go to McKay. He is hit and dropped after about a two-yard gain out to the 41-yard line.
A little bit behind the chains there. I think we might have missed one of our blocking assignments. Of course, it's new to everyone. They've only had three practices this week to put this in. And a lot of these kids haven't run this offense since junior high.
Well, we've got a whistle. They're going to reset the play clock and one of the Bombers has to go out. That's Trace Rick. They're making him go out.
And that could be an equipment issue or possibly blood.
Could be. Quentin Brill will come in. Rick plays that left tackle position. Aiden Ritchie back in the starting lineup for Mountain Home tonight. He's been out with an injury, and good to see him back out there.
That's a big plus for us tonight to get him back. His leadership on the offensive line is unparalleled.
It is blood on the jersey of Rick. That's what they're working on. Third and six. Here's the counterplay. Coming back to the near side, and this is going to pick up about three. So fourth and about three coming up for the Bombers at their own 44.
A nice little run. It's going to be interesting. Do we want to take a chance on giving them the ball? But at this point on the field, or do we want to punt and try and pin them back?
It's fourth and three for the Bombers at their own 44-yard line. 9:38 left in this opening quarter. The offense is still on the field. 18 seconds left on the play clock, and the Bombers are going to go for it here on fourth and three from their own 44-yard line out of the double wing. Will they try to draw him offside? Nope, they'll snap it. It's Hershberger, near side. He's got the first down. He's across the 50, the 45, down to about the 44-yard line. Bombers roll the dice on fourth down, and they convert.
On that play, it was more to the outside. We got the good block down there and open up a hole, and we had the lead blockers out of the backfield, and he wiggled through there pretty easily to get the first down.
12-yard pickup from the 44 to the 44.
Got the blood taken care of on Rick's jersey. He's back in the game. It's a senior that you don't want to be without on the football field on the offensive side of the ball.
Fresh set of downs here. The Bombers have a couple of first downs and running this double wing effectively here to start this ball game.
And we've yet to see the fullback take this in this offense.
That's right. Here's the toss to Hershberger, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage, falls ahead, and picks up four on first down.
Nice job there. Something we see the quarterback here that had the kickout block and opened up that hole. They had a little bit of penetration, but we got the side block and pushed him on out, and that cleared that hole up.
Second and six now for Mountain Home, moving left to right in this first half of action. It's cooled down now that the sun is no longer a factor. Obviously still daylight, but the sun pretty much behind everything as far as the field's concerned, and the entire field now without the sunshine. So things are cooling down rapidly. Strong left formation for Mountain Home. The toss sweep goes that way. This is McKay running behind his quarterback, Stockton, who leads the block, and he's going to take it to the 36-yard line. A pickup of four again, so it's going to bring up third and two.
A good lead block there. Austin Lance was pulling on that play and was leading up in that hole as well. We were running the guard center gap on the left side of the offensive line back to the strong side. I do say that this offense tends to be strong side based.
Bashirs comes out. Brock Boget will come in now for Mountain Home. Those two are operating at that fullback position, which in this double wing is just right off the tail of the quarterback.
Yeah, he's not any more than 3 yards deep in the backfield.
Here's the toss coming in the air side. Hershberger has a first down run, makes it to about the 32. Then he's knocked backwards, but the Bombers move the chains once again.
Doing a great job right now, just that little quick toss. It doesn't matter which back, we're finding success. I mean, it's got to be really encouraging after the struggles that we've been through the last 2 weeks on offense.
The last four plays have gone for 12 and then 4, 4, and 4. You're getting 4 yards out of whack, you're going to have a pretty successful night.
Usually 3 yards, and everybody's pretty happy with yes. 3 because you're setting up 4th and 1, and you like to think when you get in this kind of offensive set that you can win those battles up front and get a yard.
1st and 10 for Mountain Home at the Nettleton 32-yard line. They've now moved just about everybody in the box, and they jump off sides. Nettleton has jumped off sides for the second time on this opening drive.
They do seem a little jumpy on the defensive side of the ball. I kind of wondered if that's maybe what we thought we were going to do on the 4th down play before we ran a successful play. If they're going to give you free yards, Brad, you'll take that all night long.
You bet. Pretty well 9, well, I guess you say 8 in the box. They've got the corners, then the safety that are back a little bit, but they've got a bunch. They've gone from a 5-man front to a 6-man front now. Here is McKay. He's going to take it inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line, a pickup of 3.
A nice little run out there. You know, Nettleton got a little bit more penetration, but I like to see we're seeing the they're going hunting for someone to block. Those guys that are free and that those guys in the backfield are doing a great job of blocking as well.
2nd down and about 2 now for Mountain Home at the Nettleton 24-yard line, moving the ball very effectively on this opening drive. Coming out of the double wing. Working from the far hash. It's the left hash. And the ball given this time. That was the fullback, yeah. Was it, at that time? I didn't see who was in there. Was that Boget?
I think that was Boget. That was the first time that we got a fullback carry. Nice little power run. I think it's going to set up 3rd and short.
Close to a 1st down. They're right at the 22-yard line. The officials are looking at it, and they may have to bring the chains out. Let's try to eyeball. It's Brad Davidson. He's going to either get glasses or bring the chains out. He's backed up. It keeps like he's trying to read the newspaper. He backs up and backs up, and now he finally decides it's a first down.
Is Brad our friend from the basketball court?
He is, yeah. I'm going to say everybody knows him. He works a lot of Mountain Home basketball games.
Well, then we've all probably got a pretty solid crew tonight then. Sometimes you get a little worried when you get on the road what kind of crew you're going to draw. But Brad's a really steady official.
He is. He does a good job. Fresh set of downs. The Bombers with four first downs on this opening drive from the 22 of Nettleton. And coming to the near side is Hershberger. He slips into the secondary at the 5. Touchdown, Mountain Home, as Hershberger got hit at the line of scrimmage. Once he broke the line of scrimmage where all the black jerseys were, he had one man to beat to the end zone, and he does a 22-yard touchdown run. And the Bombers take the opening drive, make it 76 yards for the score.
That's just what we were looking for tonight. Coach Maddox was wanting that kind of start. We just burned 7 minutes off the clock on that drive, or just short of 7 minutes. So you couldn't ask for anything better. Get a conversion here and then come out on defense and get a stop, and we could be rolling.
Hershberger with his second rushing touchdown of the season. The extra point by Cardenas is good. 5:16 left of the opening quarter, and the Bombers have jumped out to a 7-0 lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers try one of those pooch kicks taken by the Raiders at about the 39. They return about the 42-yard line. That is where the Raiders will start with their first possession of the night. Sonny, we're going to go ahead and call that opening drive the drive of the game, brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, call Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. It doesn't get much better than what we just saw right there.
It went all according to plan. I know that that's got to be a shot in the arm. I think we're in a hydration timeout right now, by the way. No one's called a timeout. But I think the script was there that what we needed was some confidence. And I think these guys in practice do have a stepson on this team. I want to be obvious about that. Uh-huh. I get to hear a lot about practice when I'm not at practice. And it was just a really good week. These guys were confident. They had success when they ran this offense in junior high. And, the base play out of this is called puke, because you run it until you puke, because you just keep running it and running it and running it. And we had that success. I mean, it really is not that difficult. It's just we have a lot better chance to get bodies on bodies right now.
Right. So we go from the double wing, very compact offense of Mountain Home to the spread now of the Raiders. Three receiver set. Cade Carter out of the gun, hands it off straight ahead to their outstanding running back, and a great play up front by Mountain Home. It was Dawson Tabor leading the charge for Mountain Home from the defensive end position. It's a gain of one by Nathan Young, their outstanding running back.
He did a great job of hitting him on the initial impact, and he got a good wrap-up. And then we had Boje come in and help clean up the play on the assist. If that kind of confidence exudes throughout the night, then it's going to be a great ball game.
Trips to the left now for the Raiders on second and nine. Carter to pass, has a man open. That is the speedy Perkins we talked about early on. This is a young man that has never played football till this year. A 6'8 high jumper. He catches and has a first down to the 41 of Mountain Home. It is a 16-yard pass play.
He is not a real tall kid. I'm not sure what they list him at, Brad. But if he's going to clear 6'8", he's got some spring in his step. But that time, McKay came up and made a sure-handed tackle. We gave up the first down, but we put him back in the huddle.
Carter out of the gun once again. Fresh set of downs for the Raiders. Operating right to left. Tolley in motion. The toss sweep comes to the near side. This is Young. And Young is going to take it inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line. It's a pickup of 8 on first down for Nettleton.
Again there, though, we did a good job of turning it back in. That's one of those things that we have a propensity at times to let people get outside us this season, and I think we're making a concentrated effort. Turn that back in with the guys playing out here on the corner and let those safeties and linebackers come over and clean it up.
Two receivers, now a motion man to the right side for the Raiders. So now three receivers right side. They've sent a fourth man in the motion to the right side. That's Perkins on the handoff on the end around. He's into the secondary. He's inside the 15, and he's going to take it to about the 13-yard line and a first down, Nettleton.
That time they did get on the outside, Brad. That's the first time they've been able to do that. They had really good blocking on that side of the football. I know the guy came back and cleaned up Bojay that was trying to come and make the play from his linebacker spot.
A 20-yard gain on the end around by Perkins. Just kind of that sweet play.
It's a jet sweep when you hand it off. It's a pop pass whenever you.
Here's comes Young, and he is going to be stopped. Nice job defensively by Mountain Homes' Lawson Stockton. That strong safety coming up and making the play at the 9, but it's a 4-yard gain, so 2nd and 6 coming up.
You know, there was a little gap there, and it looked a little bit like that might be a big play, and then Stockton came up and made a good, clean, open field tackle.
He did. 2:52 left opening quarter. Mountain Home up 7-0, but the Raiders in the red zone inside the 10 now. It's 2nd and 6 for Nettleton. They'll send a motion man to the right side. They're going to bring the play back to the near side. This is Young with it inside the 5, dragging a tackler with him to the 2-yard line. And it's going to be 1st and goal now for the Raiders.
Gage Lindsey on the tackle. Let's see, we're getting a sophomore in there, getting him some varsity reps early in the game. He's kind of proven himself that he can play at this level. Hopefully we can see some more kids come in and give these guys a break.
Orion Pugh is in the ballgame at the running back spot as Young lost his helmet on that play, so he has to go out. It's 1st and goal at the 2. Pugh will get the handoff. He takes it straight ahead. Young does all the heavy lifting. He loses his helmet, has to come out. Pugh gets the touchdown.
The vulture touchdown. Yes. You know, kind of like the vulture save or win in baseball. You see that a lot, though, where a guy does all the work and gets winded and has to come out. In this case, it was an equipment malfunction. But I think this could end up being a pretty high-scoring game. So two, you know, we're looking pretty good on offense. Nettleton's pretty talented on offense. So we're going to have to just match blow for blow in this game.
Here comes the extra point attempt now by Nettleton's Michael Golden. Awaiting the snap. High snap, pulled down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 2:04 left in the first quarter. We're not at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
My son's lungs aren't his lungs. They originally belonged to someone else. Somebody who was large or small, young or old. Somebody who was caring and noble and generous. I know, because when you become an organ and tissue donor, you have the potential to save up to 8 lives. So whoever that ordinary, extraordinary person is, they're beautiful, just like my son. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Nettleton tries an onside kick, and a good job by Mountain Home to cover it, as it was Gage Lindsay that came up and covers the ball at the 50-yard line. It's a great field position for the Bombers.
They definitely didn't want to try and put us in the hole, but if you notice, I think we thought something was up. Maybe there was an indicator on film because we didn't have deep men. They were about the 20 to the 25, and it was something that we were wondering about we were going to see in the first time. You don't get in that bunch for no reason.
Right.
So that's one of those things, when do you do it and how does it work out? And it didn't work out for them this time.
Six-man front now for the Raiders. Let's see how they adjust the second time of seeing this double-wing offense. The Mountain Home broke out tonight. Here's the toss sweep. This is McKay. McKay's into the secondary. McKay off to the races at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Mountain Home. McKay takes it 50 yards, and the Bombers retake the lead on the touchdown run by Bryce McKay.
He's the one guy in our lineup that you don't want to give open field to. That time they pushed real hard, and they actually got penetration, but the hole was there. Once he squirmed through that hole, there was nobody that was going to catch him.
He was off to the races. A one-play, 50-yard drive for Mountain Home. Now Cardenas in to attempt the extra point for the Bombers. And McKay is the holder for that as well. Good snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:54 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home leading Nettleton 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Around the clock, emergency specialists are on site at the state's only adult level 1 trauma center. We have the most qualified orthopedic doctors helping Arkansans stay active. People come from every state and more than 50 countries for expert cancer treatment. And we educate the next generation of medical professionals who will care for you and your family. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Dawson Tabor is going to kick off this time for Mountain Home, and he sends a high end-over-end kick, and this is going to get into the end zone for the touchback. And Cardenas has been kicking off, but you got a leg like Tabor. I think I send him out there every time.
Well, he does have that ability to put the ball into the end zone. That one, I thought he got a little too high, but it carried well. You know, but Dawson plays both ways. He needs a break, and sometimes the only way that you can get that break for him is that extended time in between the touchdown and the kickoff.
Well, the second possession of the game now for the Raiders. 14-7, Mountain Home with the lead. Here comes the handoff to Young to the near side. He slips past the first level, past the second level, runs over a man at the 37-yard line, out across the 40 to the 43-yard line. It's a 23-yard pickup, but
there's a flag.
There's a flag back at the 25. Young is 5'7", 171, but boy, he runs bigger than that, doesn't he?
He does. He's a tough kid. You can tell in the way that he runs, and we broke down on the tackle and let him deliver the ball. Deliver the blow. I know that one of the things that Coach Maddox has been talking about, he really wants us to start being the hammer instead of the nail.
The penalty occurred at the 25-yard line, so give Young
five
yards, and then we'll back up to the 15 with the penalty. So three penalties for 20 yards in this first quarter against the Raiders. Sunday, the Bombers have 14 points on the board in the first 10 minutes of the game. They only had 16 in the first two games combined. Oh, pass across the middle, in and out of the hands of Perkins, who may have taken that one to the house if he catches it, but he turned that head too soon and drops it.
That's one of those skinny post routes, and he was running free. There was a safety back here, so who knows what would have happened after the reception, but being new to football, you know, he's going to learn. He's got to keep his eyes on the football and get it into the breadbasket before he needs to think about running for a score.
So second and 15 from the 15 for the Raiders. They'll empty the backfield as Young will split out wide to the right. Here's that handoff around the end. Now again to Perkins, and he's going to take it to about the 25-yard line. Picks up 10 on the play.
But we did a good job in pursuit this time. We took a good angle. We're able to cut him off at about a 10-yard gain and didn't let him get free in the secondary. Gage Lindsey on the stop.
That's a pretty good success with that jet sweep. And it brings up third and five now. 1:15 left in the first quarter. The Bombers up 14-7. Motion coming to the near side. That's Perkins once again. They'll let him get set as he flexes all the way out to the far left. Handoff is to Young coming to the near side. Played well by the Bombers. He's going to gain maybe a half yard, and it's going to be fourth and about five here for the Raiders.
Great job by Bojay. He came in and got him around the legs, and we finished him off with the other defenders in pursuit.
We'll call it fourth and about four here for Nettleton, and it looks like the punt team will come on for the Raiders with 37 seconds left in this opening quarter.
And one thing you can already see, Brad, is Nettleton did not expect this from Mountain Home tonight.
No.
They've been hit in the mouth, and they're not responding right now because I think they thought this might be an easy one for them.
And you could see the way the Bomber players play a little confidence right now, which we haven't seen in a while.
No, and it makes a world of difference. You see guys coming up on defense that are confident in making tackles and executing the play.
The punt taken by Bryce McKay at the 49 of Mountain Home. So the Bombers are going to have great field position again. Their first lead of the season. Led 7-0, now 14-7 with 10 seconds left in this opening quarter. Boy, it's good to see that confidence out of these Mountain Home players here in this first quarter.
And it's just amazing what a quick start can do for a football team.
It really is, isn't it? Bombers will have, barring a penalty, one more play left in this first quarter. Working from their own 49-yard line. And we've got movement up front for the third time. The Raiders have jumped off sides. And boy, the defensive coach grabs a player and says, get in there. He is upset. Well, I mean, this was a defensive tackle who's right there on the ball, and he jumped.
Yeah, I'm really wondering, you know, are we doing something different with our cadence? You know, obviously a different quarterback, but they've never heard the cadence of any of the quarterbacks. So either he's doing just a great job, or they are so freaked out right now, just, you know, put it bluntly, that they're over-anticipating on these plays.
So now from the Nettleton 46-yard line, the toss. This is Hershberger. Hershberger is pulling a tackler with him near a first down. And they're going to say his knee's down at the 43. So it's going to be second and about two. After the break, we've reached the end of the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Nettleton 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.